Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 40 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about tips to improve social skills in children with autism. One of the hallmarks in children with autism is impairment in social skills. Social skills are a set of rules we use to interact with others. Initiating interactions, play skills, joint attention skills and turn-taking skills are some of the social skills children with autism have to learn to interact with other people. Social skills was not an area of strength for our son Arian. He loved being alone. He loved being near other children but never interacted with them. He would engage in parallel play around other kids. Eye contact and joint attention were both challenging for him. Due to all these deficits, Arian struggled with participating in group activities. In a typical school day, 20 to 25 minutes was set aside for him to participate in structured group activities. The group consisted of 3 to 4 students. They played simple games that focused on turn-taking. Turn-taking is an important skill as it is the basis of conversation. He was able to sit and attend through the group activity but rarely interacted with peers or the school staff. In today's episode, I'm going to share some strategies to help your child with autism to develop their social skills. First, teach your child with autism how to play, as play is the way all children learn. It works on many skills like eye contact, turn-taking, joint attention and waiting. Get down on the floor and play with your child. Follow their lead and join in the activities to make it into a fun activity, as many children on the spectrum love to play alone. Number 2. Expose your child to new social activities on a regular basis. It can be tickles, bouncing on a trampoline or a ball, hide and seek or ring around the rosy. Number 3. Get face to face with your child while interacting with them, as this way you will become a part of their world. It will help them make eye contact with you and see your facial expressions. Number 4. Observe what your child is interested in and then join in with his interest. If they like building blocks, build with them. If they like to play with Thomas the Train, play with them together with your own train. Number 5. Follow your child's lead by imitating what they are doing and join in and play with them. This will help in developing joint attention skills, which is very important skill for children to develop. Number 6. Work on their imitation skills, as typical children learn through imitation, but children with autism struggle with it. Teach your child with imitation how to use toys. Number 7. Introduce him to cause and effect toys. Use 2 sets of toys at home so your child will have more opportunities to imitate you. Number 8. Teach your child to greet others either by waving, saying hi, or they can use their device or also exchange a picture. In the beginning, you might have to prompt your child, but slowly with time, you can fade the prompts. Number 9. Try to arrange short play dates with their classmates wherein they can play 1 to 2 activities. And number 10. Get your children to work in a group, as group skills are very challenging for children with autism. So I hope in today's episode, these tips will help you in developing your child's social skills. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.